Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice promotes the human voice as an instrument of healing, peace, and artistic expression through presenting world-class performances in Phoenicia, New York, and surrounding areas. This year's festival, running August 4th through the 7th, celebrates Shakespeare and the British Isles. We are joined by world-renowned opera singers, executive director Maria Todaro, and artistic director Louis Ote. Good morning. How are you?
We're well, thanks.
Good morning.
That would be Louis, not Louis.
Okay, it's Louis, and is it Ote?
He's still picky.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, well, excellent.
It's spelled that funny European way. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
He just wants to imitate me, you know?
As
I have the French accent.
And did I get, it's Todaro, right?
No, you got it perfect. That
okay.
was perfect,
Joe. Todaro and Louis Ote. Okay. Well, good morning. Welcome. Very nice to have you both with us. If you were here, we would have covered that in the rehearsal.
Good.
But it's nice we can do it on the air and people can appreciate what goes into such segments.
We are grateful and we're very, very happy to be with you. It's always a pleasure and always a great honor and joy to share what we're doing in Phoenicia with everybody.
Well, Maria, give us a sense of what happened, of how this began, starting this festival, and what you hope to accomplish.
All this in, those are great, great deep questions. I'll try to be brief. We started, you know, this is really a grassroots operation, Joe. It started, now we're entering our 7 years, and 7 years ago, a bunch of moms in Phoenicia decided to raise money for playground equipment. And they knew that opera singers bought a house here and were, you know, locals, and they knock at our doors and say, would you help us do a fundraiser to find the funds for this playground? And we love the community. We fell in love with the mountains here, and we said, of course, we're going to do it. So we created a choir with the community, like in, you know, a weekend, basically. We invited people to sing with us, and with a few elements, one donated piano, a plywood thing as a stage, we thought that would be a charming little event. And at our great surprise, under the rain, 800 people showed up. And
oh,
that was
great.
Something was already in place. That was under the rain. 800 people showed up, and we said, "Wow, what a great thing!" Then the community decided to ask us, "Would you do it again?" And in 2010, that was 2009. In 2010, we said, "If we do it again, let's do it a little bigger." And then we did 3 days, 8 events in Phoenicia with the model of the festival that we adore, which is Spoleto in South Carolina, which is, you know, putting the whole town astir. People walk from a venue to another one. And that's the beauty of Phoenicia, is that we have 7 venues that we use that are so beautiful, walking distance. People park their car and they can go listen to, for instance, you know, a Baroque medieval concert with a Cambridge singer at the Catholic Church. Then they walk a little bit, and they go to STS, and they can see a play at this little playhouse, 154-seat playhouse. And then they go see the big opera on a 5,000-square-feet stage that we have built. So we love that concept of multi-venue. Big part of our identity. So we tried to duplicate this year. And our, as I said, in 2010, that was our first festival. We had 8 events in 3 days, and 3,000 people showed up. So we're like, okay, I guess people like it and want it. And great stars. You know, it was like a surprise. We are opera singers. We don't know anything about art management,
right.
You know. And the stars that came, they were all, you know, friends of ours that Louis performed with at the Metropolitan Opera, Covent Garden in Francisco Opera. We had Grammy Award Joseph Firecrow, which is a Native American beautiful artist. That was the first year. So the standards, the quality, started really, really high because of those wonderful artists.
So,
so it's, you know, I'm going to put Louis. Here we go.
Are you? What happened to you?
My line got cut off. Somebody.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what happened?
All right. So, Louis, when you hear Maria talk about the formation and what's happened, what do you think, and personally, I'm interested in, of what has been accomplished over the past several years, and what you hope to continue, of course, this season?
Well, what's happened is that Phoenicia has been put on the map internationally. We travel around quite a bit for our singing work in Warsaw, Poland, in Vienna, Austria, in London, and everybody knows about Phoenicia. Everybody knows about the Phoenicia International Festival, and we're getting interest from artists and companies across the ocean and around the world. And the fact is that we've become a destination, a musical destination, very similar to Bard, Paramore, and Tanglewood, and all of these. Very established and very renowned companies. And, you know, we hope to grow in the future. We hope to become, you know, to last longer than, you know, a few days during the summer, that, you know, we become weeks long or maybe even months long and draw tens of thousands of people to the area over, you know, weeks or months. So that's our vision.
As I mentioned, this year's festival runs August 4th through the 7th, and you have a lot going on. Louis, if you could just give us a run-through as to what you'll be accomplishing over those very few days, but it's a lot of music.
It is a lot of music. We have over 20 performances in these 4 days, and everything that we have this year is outstanding artists, outstanding quality. And it's a mix of both international stars and very capable local artists.
And it's an homage to Bard. It's an homage to Shakespeare. You know, that was his 400th. It's the 400th anniversary of his death. So we decided to go all things British. You know, and Louis will share the program. But it's very exciting when you go with a team. There's so many wonderful possibilities. We love our programming.
I mean, you could hardly do English music without including the Beatles. So we're opening with Paul Green's Rock Academy, and it's called Rock the Beatles. Paul Green, if anybody has been knows about the musical The School of Rock, that's about Paul Green, and he sold the rights to that, and now he has moved up here and started the Rock Academy, and is joined with Michael Lang, who was the original Woodstock producer, and they're producing great musician, really,
with
really,
very young talent.
With very young talent, and so these kids are going to come and do a Beatles homage, and we heard them do Fleetwood Mac last year, and it was just incredible. They're just incredible kids, and very stage savvy, and accomplished musicians and singers. And, so we're opening with that. Friday we have all kinds of things. A friend of mine is coming to do a master class, who has got some people out there that have been done well on American Idol. We're doing Kerry Harrison, the son of Sir Rex Harrison, is doing Hamlet once and for all, which should be extraordinary. We always do what we call our latte lectures, which have to do with whatever the show is at night, where people can come in the morning, get a coffee, croissant, or a cupcake this year, a very, very fine cupcake, gourmet cupcake.
From a local bakery.
A local bakery called Bite Me Bakery, and listen to an explanation, and people can ask questions about the show that we're doing that night, which happens to be Kiss Me Kate, with a former Miss America, Susan Powell, and Richard White, who is the voice of Gaston in the Disney movie Beauty and the Beast, also a star of Broadway, and
the cast is just fantastic.
It's sensational cast.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
They did their first rehearsal in the city yesterday, and everybody was just going crazy and raving. And we also have a local Shakespeare group of young people.
Their name is New Genesis, and those kids have been starting. starting to do Shakespeare since they were basically 9 years old. So they're really experts on Shakespeare. And we asked them to do a very funny project. We saw in London a few years ago, we saw that, you know, Shakespeare in 90 Minutes play, which is like Forbidden Broadway. It's exactly what it says. It's everything that Shakespeare ever wrote in 90 minutes. It's very, very exciting. It's high energy. And we asked those kids to do that. When we asked that, they looked at the script and they say, absolutely. Let us rewrite something way better. So this is a world premiere written by this company based in Woodstock. But all those when I say kids, they're in their 20s now, expert in Shakespeare, been played Shakespeare all over the United States. And we're very excited to see what they came up with. There's six young people on stage doing in 90 minutes every single play of Shakespeare. So that should be hysterically funny.
Well, we are, unfortunately, we're out of time. And I know there's a lot more to the festival. But
I know.
But we spend time on your names. So we have the website, and we have the link on our website. People can just go to wamc.org/roundtable, and they can see the entire schedule. The Phoenicia Festival of the Voice runs August 4th through the 7th. Maria Todaro and Louis Oti, I thank you very much for being with us. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Our pleasure. Thank you. And people, don't miss Otello.
Don't miss Otello. Yeah, exactly. Well, okay. we love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information at our website, wamc.org/roundtable. And I'm sure if you actually go to the festival, they'll have microphones so you can hear them. August 4th through the 7th, you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.